Okay, so let's get into Ra now. We're starting on page 50. This is card 8, Matrix of the Body. Now, what we'll see is that there are only 2 pages on my PDF of card 8. And subsequent cards have sometimes even shorter amount of text or explanation, because in the fourth volume, towards the end of the Ra contact, where all this information was produced, the group itself was going through hard times psychologically. Don, Carla, Jim, there were conflicts, there were many stresses, there was a lot of upset, and things were really breaking a little bit. And of course, this material is very difficult anyway, and they just simply didn't get into a long discussion of each card. The first 50 pages of this PDF, the Tarot and Archetypal Mind, is basically introduction and the cards of mind, the 7 stations of transformation, or the archetypes related to mind development in 3D. And that's appropriate because mind rules all. It's the mind is the center point between body and spirit. The mind is the realm of self-working. And there's much less coverage in the PDF and from the contact with Ra about the cards of body and spirit. So card 8 is also called Justice in the Rider-Waite deck. It's a kind of rulership type character sitting on a pretty black looking box, which has a lion, which looks a little bit like a dog, standing in front. They're both facing to their left, our right. The character holds a sword, a scimitar, or a long curved sword, and scales. How much is astrological, we don't know. We can say, perhaps, the feline character of the cat in the box that guards the positive path, or guards our use of experience or a catalyst to continue on the positive path. It's an overshadowing or a protection. We talked about this before. Perhaps we can say that cat has emerged and transformed into a lion. The character above the character is what could be a hawk, or I'm not sure what kind of bird or something, plus some kind of parasol, umbrella-type structure above her head that's turned horizontally with 7 stars coming out of it. Unfortunately, I don't think Ra really gets into the meaning of each of the symbols on the card in the discussion. But let's look into it. It could be a fan, yeah, over her head. It's protective in some way, or shows the higher aspect of Matrix of Body. So Don asks, excuse me, on page 50 from session 78, this is something we went through this already, so I'll just read it again, and it'll be a review. Don asks, could you elaborate on the nature and quality of the matrix and the potentiator? These are the first 2 positions of each of the 7, well, mind and body and spirit. Each has first and second cards, which are matrix and potentiator. Ra says, in the mind, now we're talking about mind, in the mind complex, the matrix may be described as consciousness, right? It's the magician. It's to be noted that, of itself, consciousness is unmoved. This is actually, I think, a use of the word consciousness to mean awareness. But it also indicates conscious awareness. Consciousness. Consciousness is conscious awareness or self-conscious awareness. The consciousness of itself is unmoved, which is interesting. The potentiator, though, of consciousness is the unconscious. And that's the High Priestess, card 2. This encompasses a vast realm of potential in the mind. So potential, as opposed to kinetic, is the fertilization, the capacity to fertilize consciousness. So the muse, the feminine, the receptive qualities, these are associated with card 2, potentiator of mind, which is the fructification or the fertilizing of consciousness by deep mind. Then, in the body, the matrix card, which is here, may be seen as balanced working or even functioning. So what Rider-Waite calls justice, card 8, is also called balanced working or even functioning. Again, Ra focuses on balance. And for many, many years, I never thought balance was important, and I really didn't understand it. Now I understand it more. And the primary balance, you know, what is balance? What is balance? How can we understand personal balance? Basically, it's an even development of wisdom and love. So when Ra talks about healing and balance, the balance is the activation of fourth, fifth rays, which is a heart open approach to life and mind seeking to know. So Ra goes on, note that here in the body series, the matrix is always active with no means of being inactive. That's the busy body, the monkey body, the body of the little animal body that's always dancing. The potentiator, card nine, the potentiator of the body complex then may be called wisdom, for it's only through judgment being discernment, that the unceasing activities and proclivities of the body complex may be experienced in useful modes. This is careful use of catalyst, which is a discernment of how to use the catalyst or life experience to continue our development. That's what it's all about. And so that's what Ra is calling judgment. In the case of body, it's the potentiation of body complex or body matrix is the bringing into the unceasing activities and proclivities of body complex, some discipline, not necessarily the discipline of, getting up at a certain time, but that's part of it. Using the body on the path to do that which develops our being. And that includes the use of body in service to other, the use of body to take care of self, the use of body to focus on what's important rather than remain in distraction endlessly. And then we go on. The matrix of the spirit is what you may call the night of the soul or primeval darkness, card 15. Again, we have that which is not capable of movement or work. So like consciousness or the magician, it's very interesting, you know. Magician does magic by virtue of its self-potentiation. Consciousness per se is unmoving. Likewise, the realm of our spiritual being, the above ground portion, the above ground portion of spirit complex is unmoving, as the above ground or visible portion of mind consciousness. Also, doesn't move. It needs its own potentiation. The male needs the female. You know, the conscious seeing and feeling and thinking needs some kind of enrichment from itself. Now, when we talk about spirit, the primeval darkness or the nature, the matrix of spirit, I don't want to get into it now, but the difference between matrix and significator is different. So the significator of spirit being the essence of the spirit complex, the matrix of spirit being how it seems visibly, which is darkness, which is mystery, before potentiation. The significator shows the result of potentiation. The matrix shows before potentiation. Ross says, the potential power of this extremely receptive matrix, meaning matrix of spirit, is such that the potentiator of spirit may be seen as lightning. That's the lightning-struck tower. So, to the extent that there's a shattering of the old ways now on Earth, done by the negatives, to some extent, that is the lightning strike which allows us to gain greater awareness or see more clearly, which is interesting. In your archetypical system called the Tarot, this has been refined into the concept complex of the lightning-struck tower. Again, this is the potentiator of spirit. However, the original potentiator of spirit was light in its sudden and fiery form. That is, the lightning itself. So, what's happening now on Earth is illumination by the Illuminati. They're illuminating who they are. They're illuminating the game of polarity in 3D. So, likewise, I thank them for their attacks on me before and monitoring now, because it helps me see more of myself and creation and them and the game and what's known and what's not known and blockage and clarity. All can be seen more clearly by potentiation. And Orion, negatives, Illuminati, all those guys, by them doing their own thing, it does provide illumination for those who wish to see true. They're showing themselves, we can see more true what is, portions of what is. That's interesting. Don then asks a long question, which is kind of confused, the bottom of page 50, about matrix, potentiator, and significator, which is good to understand the first, second, and fifth position of each of the seven, mind, body, spirit. Ra explains a little bit more. Top of 51, the matrix of mind is that from which all comes. That's a very loaded statement. It is unmoving, as we said before, yet it is the activator in potentiation of all mind activity. The potentiator of the mind, then, is that great resource which may be seen as the sea, S-E-A, into which consciousness dips ever deeper and more thoroughly in order to create, ideate, and become more self-conscious. So, mind only was the name of a important school of Mahayana Buddhists 1,500 years ago. The matrix of mind is that from which all comes. Mind only, Ra said, the consciousness is a microcosm of the one. So the matrix of mind being consciousness, awareness or visible awareness or self-aware, self-recognized consciousness, as opposed to unrecognized deep mind, that magical position of being unmoved, but being what Ra calls the activator in potentiation of all mind activity means that the existence of consciousness is itself an activator, but not yet fully active, because it's still in potentiation, or it's not yet fully potentiated by itself, by a deeper level, activating all mind activity. So all consideration of mind, thinking, feeling, understanding, knowing, forgiveness, or confusion, distortion, misunderstanding, wrong view, no view, limited view, all of that is the result of the interplay of consciousness and the deep mind. So seek within. The kingdom of heaven is within. Those who are sleeping have not been seeking within, or seeking much less. It's their right, and there are consequences. And that's what we see in the world. So then the final point on that paragraph is the value and importance of potentiator of mind, or self-potentiation, as a resource, an ocean, the inner sea, S-E-A, the treasury of awareness and knowing and function and action or activity available to mind. But it requires seeking within, and the effort to understand more deeply what's happening inside, outside, and all around. And the purpose of that then is to create, ideate, and become more self-conscious. So higher on the spiritual path, one becomes more creative. I used to think I was completely not creative at all. But then I realized, oh, I guess what I'm doing is creative. The value is to become more self-conscious. So eventually we realize self itself is empty. You see, it's not self. Self, the sense of separated self being the final station on the travel, the last train stop, it's not so. Self empties out into the all, but along the way, know thyself is key. Then the significator of each mind, body, and spirit may be seen as a simple and unified concept. That's the point, is that there's a unification of these two levels of potentiator and kinetic and potentiator. You know, the conscious mind is kinetic, but it depends on potentiation. The significator, on the other hand, is the result of that self-fertilization between potentiator and matrix in each mind, body, spirit. So the regulation of the body, the application of wisdom to the body, how to handle a body, how to live with a human body. I got my body, you got yours. You got your problems and I got mine, right? Everybody's body has a different set of limitations. The transformation of mind is the support for the empowerment of body. And so the potentiation of body very much depends on the potentiation of mind, which is the familiarity or the comfort we have with seeking within, looking within, knowing the inner world. So then, the significator as or is a simple and unified concept. The matrix of body, now we get into body. The paragraphs are not broken up and not written well here. The matrix of the body may be seen to be a reflection in opposites of the mind, that is, unrestricted motion. It means that body and mind have a reflective position, a reflective relationship. Matrix of mind, consciousness is unmoving. matrix of body is unregulated, unrestricted, and always active. Potentiator of mind is moving or active, dynamic. It's the ocean, full of currents and amazing hidden realms. Meanwhile, the potentiator of body, Ra says, is then that which being informed regulates activity. Rather than bringing activity, it's limiting or discipline put to the body, right? Using the body as an ally on the spiritual path rather than this thing down there. And you can see the way people eat. The way somebody eats, the way somebody walks, the way they handle things, that indicates a degree of consciousness in body. And that consciousness in body itself is the result of regulation or potentiation of body matrix. So, look at people when you're behind them. Look at the way they hold their hands. Many people, when they walk, their hands flop like monkey, like a gorilla hand flopping. Watch the way they hold their hands when they're walking. Many people, they go, their hands just go boom, ba-dum, 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 meaning there's no mind in their hand. That's because their evolution, development of consciousness hasn't got to that level of their being yet. So floppy monkey hand shows a person who's in their head. Now that's fine, but the head needs to be into the body too. The potentiation of mind needs to potentiate the body by bringing in higher quality, which in the relation to hand would be that the hand becomes graceful. The hand becomes lovely, becomes strong. Look at Nityananda's hands. Take a look at Nityananda's hands if you want to see hands. Those are just basically, you know, electric tubes, pranic tubes, his fingers. But the mind, the development of mind by inner seeking or self-potentiation leads to and is itself actually the foundation for the ennoblement of body. The ennoblement of body is potentiation of body, is the informed regulating activity of matrix of body. Then, finally, we have matrix of spirit. Page 51 again. Ra says, matrix of spirit is difficult to characterize since the nature of spirit is less motile, motile meaning moving. The energies and movements of spirit are by far the most profound yet, profound, deep, having more close association with time-space, and therefore do not have the characteristics of dynamic motion. Time-space being the invisible, time-space being the realm in which we're free in time and fixed in space, or the emphasis of awareness or consciousness is upon time, not space, not body, but mind. And so, not moving your body, sitting in meditation, is an experience of time-space when there's penetration. Penetration meaning potentiation of consciousness because we're sitting. So that sitting, unmoving, and the, you know, lotus position or whatever position we're in is itself a regulation of the activity of body matrix. So it's a fine example of the interplay or potentiation, interplay between matrix and potentiator body, the regulation of body, the discipline in a kindly way to, you know, the 3D body, the little animal body we got. And then by that practice, one can explore deeper levels of mind, which is time-space. Likewise, then, matrix of spirit, or the nature of our spirit complex, our higher, it's basically sixth and seventh chakra, you know, mind being 2, 3, 4, 5, primarily, spirit being 6-7. Matrix of spirit being less motile, being associated with time-space, not dynamically in motion. It's our unrecognized totality. That's the darkness. So Ra says, thusly one may see the matrix of spirit as the deepest darkness, meaning mystery. It's the mysterium, mysterium, as Carl would say. The mysterium and the potentiator of spirit. You know, two big guys died in 1961 before I came in. One was Carl Jung and the other was Nityananda. And I have a feeling for both of them, so maybe I caught them on the way down when they were on the way up. Thusly, one may see the matrix as the deepest darkness, matrix of spirit, and then the potentiator of spirit as the most sudden awakening, illuminating, and generative influence. That's called waking up, spiritual awakening. Paranormal experience, perhaps, but it's the sudden, instantaneous awakening to a greater seeing of what is. This case, the what is the blend of space-time, time-space, the multidimensional reality, not simply the what is of know yourself, accept yourself. That's the work in mind. The work in mind precedes the work in spirit. The adept path follows upon the seeker, the seeker's path, who seeks to heal self and help other. Healer, heal thyself, leads to adept not know thy totality. So adept knows totality after the healer heals him or herself, after there's some awakening to the value of careful living and clear purpose and meaning in life, which most people don't have. So they're not even on first base yet, and that's a problem. Only slowly people are coming to some understanding that what life is all about, but generally people don't consider it. So potentiator of spirit is a sudden awakening, illuminating, generative influence. And that's very interesting, because you may look and notice that two paragraphs up, the results of potentiation of mind look pretty similar to the results of potentiation of spirit. Mind potentiated leads to greater ability to create, ideate, become more self-conscious. So that's active mind. Mind process of seeing, knowing, creating. Likewise, potentiation of spirit, or the activation of 6th and 7th chakra, that's what we're talking about, is an awakening, an illuminating, and a generative influence, generative being creative, and awakening, illuminating, being self-conscious and ideating, or it's actually above ideation. You see, first you know, then you form concept. And that's why five people who had some insight or penetration to emptiness or multidimensional reality come back with five different explanations, because the ideational process is individualistic versus the moment of seeing. The moment of seeing is universal, or it's not a personal thing. But the ideational creation, creation of ideas, how I interpret it, how I talk about it, what I think about it, is quite personal. So the self-understanding, creative understanding, ideation, understanding, all of it is about knowing more. But it's knowing more the self and the knowable by concept. And it's similar to, but smaller. less potent than the illumination of awakening that comes from spiritual recognition, spiritual penetration, when a hole in the curtain, as Ra said, a hole in the curtain, seeing multidimensionality, seeing emptiness, seeing form as light, seeing light as love, you know, that is activation of spirit. And so then Ra says, this is the description of archetypes 1 through 9 being in the beginning. Archetypes 1 through 9 is all there were. Before the onset of influence of the co-creator or sub-logos, realization of free will. Meaning, before the veil in mind, which is the sub-logos, meaning the sun, solar beings, multiple, plural, the suns or solar beings' realizing the importance of free will or the value or the nature of free will, therefore establishing veil in 3D mind, 3D physical mind, therefore allowing creation or establishment of the two paths. There were no two paths before there was a veil in mind. The two paths are sort of an illusion, actually. There's only one path, but it looks different according to which one you're on. And so in the beginning, before complexity, there was just 1-2-5, 1-2-5, 1-2-5, matrix, potentiator, significator, which they called then archetypes 1 through 9. So then complexity entered the picture. The Logoi realized that's good. You know, confusion is good. The law of free will being the law of confusion redounds to the benefit of the one creator because of the intensity of experience. And as a result of the veil being confused, hey, let's say thank you for confusion and ignorance, because that's the primary catalyst leading to clarity and enlightenment. So let's end that raw portion for tonight. And that reviews card 8, Matrix of Body. It doesn't actually explain much about what the matrix of body is, but we did a nice summary of potentiator matrix and significator positions. Basically, the matrix of body is just the animal body according to its, you know, following its own devices, doing its own thing, right? I want to eat, I want to sleep, I want to do this, I want to do that. That's unregulated. And needs the regulation of potentiated consciousness. And all positives and all negatives are somewhat disciplined in body, more and more. Eventually, it becomes not external disciplining for the positive, but all those who are polarized have a careful relation to body and take good care of their body, more or less, you know? You can't be an adept if you don't take good care of your body. And an adept really is like an athlete. And it's a little bit excessive, but that's how they are. So, okay, so that's it for today. So I think we'll try to do potentiator of body next week. We might even be able to get into catalyst, but I think we'll do potentiator only and link it with matrix, and then the week after we'll do catalyst and experience and significator, which is fine. So thank you again, and I'll sign off. Hope you're all well, and keep the faith, keep the big view, and see you soon. Thank you. Good night.